evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It's a Thursday night show. 2-6-2020. And I will say this to you, ladies and gentlemen. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And he tells us. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. And see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, then let them which be in the Judea flee into the mountains, and let him which is in the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, and neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, or them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, and no, nor ever shall be. Let me read that one more time. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, and no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. And then, you know, that's Matthew 24. You ought to read that to your children, or read it for yourself, and get the red letter edition and understand of a King James. And read it and listen to what Jesus is telling you. And then he goes next to chapter 25 of Matthew, the parable of the 10 virgins, the wise and foolish virgins. And I'm going to tell you this because this is the key tonight. And then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. I'm sure the foolish said, well, we'll see. We'll wait and see, you know. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for your lamps are gone out. Our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they came to buy, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So, ladies and gentlemen, immediately after telling you what's coming, he's telling you to prepare. Now, oh, I know it does not say go get an N95 or an N100 or a full-blown military gas mask with, NBC or C-burn-type filters. I know it doesn't say that. But he is telling you to prepare, okay, in the way that you need to prepare. And the way you need to prepare is because you are of sound mind, you're able to read, you're able to listen. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you know that there is the high potential for a worldwide threat with this plague. We've looked in at all the other things, we've looked at all the other stuff, and the preparations are very similar. Because along with, even if there was, and there still could be, an EMP strike on the United States in the midst of all of this. Or there could be a full nuclear strike on key targets in the U.S. Military bases, the capitals, etc., key infrastructure. And then that would still knock out power grids, okay, knock out most of the cars. All the interstates and the big four-lane roads and a lot of two lanes would turn into parking lots. Unless you got an old Caterpillar or Komatsu bulldozer with a diesel and a glow plug and some old K1 kerosene or whatever, good diesel fuel. Unless you got that and you can start pushing stuff up the side of the highway, then even if you've got the old vintage Ford pickup truck with the points, the plugs, and, good stuff on it, which would start. And let's say you still kept your old dial-up telephone, and or if you got some field telephones, you're going to have some service over at least a short distance, won't you? But all I'm trying to say is this. You got to be aware of what's coming, and you got to be aware of what might happen. Now, we've done several shows on this, so I'm not going to beat it to death. But what I would like to say tonight is this. And I like to just say this. Prepare, don't panic. Prepare, don't panic. This stuff is enough if you've not been around it, and some people are coming to it very new. Others have been looking at it for a while and chewing on it. And even old hands have been looking at it. Know when you start to get back into it deeply that the thing, like a bioweapon release, is a sticky wicket. It's a really a tough nut to crack. It's a really a lot to wrap your mind around. It can give you brain freeze or cognitive dissonance or, you know, make you stupid real quick, whatever it is you want to call it. But the trick is to methodically continue to prepare using lists that are updated with great metrics, adjustments. And whether you need to do that weekly, daily, or hourly, look at what's ongoing. While we still have an internet, while we still have television, while we still have radio, while we still have shortwave radio and we still have ham radio, hammers. And if you evaluate what's happening on the internet, on the radio, on TV, on the various things, then you will see that there is every reason to prepare. Now, I know that North Carolina Renegade, and I believe, let's see if I've got that story right here. Anyway, Doc Jack sent me that, but basically what it said was this. Artificial intelligence says that it's possible that we might see the coronavirus infect and that up to 2.5 billion people get it. And that it might kill as much as 53 million people. Now, in the North Carolina Renegade, they say that, he says, because they don't get the AIs not getting the most updated features or information, that, in fact, we may be better off than what that's saying. But I would say to you this. I think the kill rate, which is based on some kind of an official kill rate, that is like a CDC number. But it's not necessarily the number from the British Lancet, which is their top medical journal. And I heard this morning, another one of the doctors, this doctor is an expert on, let's see, what was it? I think it was, she was being asked about this Chinese baby that one day old and now has the coronavirus. Could that have been gotten from her mother? Well, she said, I don't see why people wouldn't think that it could, you know, or couldn't, because mothers give babies HIV, they give them hepatitis and various things through the bloodstream, you know. And then if mom comes out and if it's topically on mother's legs or on her skin or on her clothing or, you know, if mother is holding the baby, even for just a moment, and breathes on the baby, and if there's droplets of it, it's airborne. But I'll tell you what, that doctor was asked, I think it was Dana Perino, who's a bit of a, you know, a bit of a very wealthy former Bush crowd spokesperson, and she married a wealthy British guy, and they live in New York City with the dog Jasper and all that. But Dana Perino is very savvy, but she's also asked the right question. Well, what should we do to prepare? And what kind of drugs are available to do it? Well, then this doctor, it was a woman doctor, she said, and I forget her name, she's from New York City, she's a famous doctor for kids and mothers and children and all that, and then had a lot of knowledge apparently about different viruses, etc. So she says, oh, there's no approved drug for this thing, but we're trying to use some of the drugs, the antivirals that were used for SARS or MERS, and we're also trying to use the ones for HIV and AIDS, and we're sending them over to China, you know, to try them out. Well, the fact of the matter is that if they're not recommending any drug, then if you start to really research high-quality colloidal silver, C-O-L-L-O-I-D-A-L, colloidal silver, and if you want a brand name, go to Mezzo Silver, M-E-S-O-S-I-L-V-E-R, Mezzo Silver, at Purest Colloids, PurestColloids.com, or you click through from Brother Quayle, SteveQuayle.com site. And incidentally, for a lot of people, if you scroll down the stories of the day on SteveQuayle.com, you'll come to a bar right there if you're listening by other means, but you can also have this at the ready to click through to listen live or to my archives. You'll see a little, banner that says Listen to the Hawk Radio, all right? And that's down at the end of the stream of all the stories of the day, just down below that, right near Steve's book stuff where he's got that, advertising all of his great books. And believe you me, ladies and gentlemen, you ought to avail yourself of for understanding of what is to come of Steve Quayle's books, his tapes, and then his current Q-Files 2.0, where you can subscribe to that, his weekly stuff. And let me tell you something. You can also buy gold or silver or platinum or palladium from Steve Quayle. You can go to 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, and you'll either get Tyler, or you'll get my old buddy Daryl, or you'll get Steve possibly himself. And what you do is you tell him old Hawk sent you. Tell him Hawk sent you. And he gets you the best possible deal, and to ship it immediately on any silver or gold that you want. And I'll tell you one reason to think about. And I sit up late at night, waiting for whatever might come, and I think about all these things, and I extrapolate. And if you think about paper money, it's going to be good for a while, but at some point they might say, the money supply is tainted with the virus. We have to recall all of your money, and you've got to bring it by next week at 1 o'clock p.m. to the bank, or it will be no longer accepted. Only money that's digitally utilized will be accepted. Bop, 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 bop. Wouldn't that be a good time in the midst of this for all the Luciferian scumbags to decide to go to that one world currency because it's the corona currency? You know, we got to go to only digital currencies and one worldwide so they can all be dovetailed in to the same system. And maybe George Soros will pay Shadow, which is part of an acronym or this NIM or that NIM or the other NIM, designed to try to cut out, Biden, or maybe to give cover for Biden, who knows, but designed to make it look like old Pete Jig Your Booty is number one and Bernie's number two, all right? But maybe they'll give that to them to develop as their program, you see, their app for their digital currency. But be that as it may, without belaboring that crap too much. Oh, incidentally, in case you don't know, Soros apparently did give a lot of money. A lot of big labor unions did give a lot of money to that anacronym and the different ones that formed this company that does these apps and these computer programming stuff called Shadow. Only the Shadow knows. Because the Democrats in Iowa, the Democrats in the national thing, they don't know. Only the Shadow knows. Well, anyway, that's all corrupt, crooked as a dog's hind leg is what it is. And the fact of the matter is, of Soros, and also somebody else who bought in stock in that, apparently invested in it, was Jig Your Booty himself. Won't that be nice if Jig Your Booty gets in and he takes his husband to the, his husband takes him, out, to the, White House, Rose Garden there. And as they are cheering and everybody's cheering for him and all that, well, then they can just do a big old wet, sloppy kiss and hug right on the old TV. And won't that enthrall and scare the pants off Vladimir Putin, the Red Chinese, old Kim in Korea, or the Japanese? Or won't that scare all of the people in the world who would be our enemies? Oh, yes, that would just scare them half to death, wouldn't it? Yeah, but be that as it may, if you're going to do it, you need to get lists prepared, and you can go get lists. There's all kind of lists. I remember some real good lists were in Dare to Prepare, Holly Deo's material. You can also go to standeo.com, I think it is, and look for Holly's list. Those are the ones that were before she wrote her Dare to Prepare books. If you got time, get that Dare to Prepare book. And if you talk to them, tell them old Hawk sent you Dare to Prepare, because that's got a hole. It's like, it's a big, thick, almost like a research document or something like that. It's 400 or 500 page book with everything you ever need to know about what you need. There's also another good book, none call it Doomsday or something like that, is another excellent book. You could also prepare for radiation, like Crescent Carney's, how to prepare for radiation, that kind of thing. Crescent Carney's, how to survive nuclear war. And that's for free online. Holly's original studies on what food to keep, how much per person, what types of things, what they call the Mormon four, the different foods to store in bulk. Then there's also other foods and storage of different items, how many pounds of wheat, how many pounds of legumes, how many pounds of this, that, the other, sugar, salt that you're going to need. That's all good basic material. And up there on Holly's section, standeo.com, oh, we've got the two rotor black, gray black. Helicopter flying right over my home right now. Hello, boys. You listening in? Hovering right over. Yes, sir. Two rotors right there. Goes over periodically when I'm on air. Now, she's got on her site up there. If you can't afford to get the book, then get the free information they've got at standeo.com. Holly's section talks to you about food, and then they have lists. They have lists of food, general supplies. They have lists of medical supplies, all kind of stuff which will give you a good basic list. I know Nitro-Pack or whatever, NitroPAK.com, they had a list always on their site. There's other lists. You could put up preparation lists for preparedness. There's a whole kind of stuff, the organic prepper, or there's all kind of people that have lists. So what I'm trying to say is you get your list and start to think about all of this and write them down, and then start off after you get it, check off what you've got. Put a check mark by what you already have, and you'll be surprised. You'll have a number of items there, and then you'll look at it and you'll say, oh, I never thought about this. I never, ever thought, particularly when you go into medical lists and that kind of stuff. And then you got protection. You know, what kind of protection do you need? Nuclear, biological, chemical, or today they call it C-burn, you know, chemical, radiological, you know, whatever, nuclear and bio, you know. So the fact is the preparations are very similar on all of it. But when it comes to viruses and viral stuff and all kind of things, we're starting to get a lot of divergence of, and I've had from the beginning, a divergence of opinion and risk. The CDC and the National Institute of Health, well, we're really not have much time. Wash your hands, and then try real hard not to touch your nose. Pick a booger, touch your eyes, or put your finger in your ears, or lick your fingers before you do it. Or what about when you lick those stamps, or lick the edge of an envelope, or when the guy sends you something and he's licked the envelope, what do you do then? Well, you try to, like, use scissors, and you got your gloves on, you cut the very top off the envelope and do the Johnny Carson, and you kind of open it up that way. But there's all kind of stuff to think about. But this is what the Lord Jesus, the first thing you got to do, if you're going to survive at all, is to get right with our Father in heaven and his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus, that he sent to earth to suffer on the cross, and to go through all the things, to rise again. And to, if you will ask him to redeem you with his blood, if you will repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and you're serious and you're true to your word on what you're asking, then Lord Jesus will come to you and he'll start to wash you clean. But you ain't going to get there without him on your side. He is the true commander-in-chief. He's the true CIC, and that's the best deal in town. Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart and be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. Now, some of us, some of you are real dirty, have been real dirty and done things that you think you're beyond the pale. But it's like dirty window in an old factory that's sitting out somewhere that hasn't been occupied or nobody's been around for a long time. And it's in a windy area. Those windows are covered with dirt and grime and dust. And you start to wash the windows, and you even the first time you do, you don't even get all the way through to where you see it clear. You just get little corners. You get clear, and you keep putting the old Windex or the water and soap on it, and then it takes a long time to wash them windows clean. Well, that's what might happen with Lord Jesus. But if you believe on him, and if you have him as your Savior, if you're to die on this planet, you've got everlasting life in heaven. And if you don't do that, you may not survive at all. And even if you do, you may be so wild in the head and so scared and so terrified and so overcome that you'll be falling down to the ground, you know, and with just, you won't even be able to deal with it. But if I tell you that if you get saved and that Lord Jesus is your Savior, and then if you talk to him and that, you remember what we said in, you know, John 14? I don't want to paraphrase. Let me just turn to it, ladies and gentlemen, because I'll tell you, this thing is getting to be to where this is the first thing to do no matter what, you know? It really is. And let's just get it right here. All right. There we go. John 14. And let's just go to verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe in me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. And verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, and even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, and I will come to you, and yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, and ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and that he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. So let's go back. Verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Let me say it one more time. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, The works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. If you don't know what the true meaning of that, then pray to the Lord. Get you a King James. Look it up. And that's verse 12 of John 14. People, you're going to be able to do some things through the Lord Jesus. And because he's gone on to his Father. And because you believeth on him. And you keep his commandments. And incidentally, it's thou shalt not murder. But it doesn't say anything about defending your home or your family. Or defending yourself. You see, we're in a different time. This, we're not talking about the idle gossip. We're not talking about the ugliness in the public works or in a political scenario. We're talking about the end of the world kind of crap, you see. And in this time, it is those that stand for the Lord Jesus. And I do. And I'm here and have a twofold mission. To strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And then number two, to warn those with ears to hear and eyes to see the remnant of what's to come and how to prepare. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I would, if you could, if you can help me any, I would be appreciative. If you want to keep old Hawk in the game, striking blows against the Lucys, and giving you the best warning I can, as straight as I can down the pike, anything is most needed and wanted. It'll be Federal Reserve notes. A silver dime, a silver quarter, silver dollar, silver ounce, any other precious metal. It could be a check money order. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold and bless you and protect you against all evil. And Lord Jesus, tonight we have Sister Beata. Sister Beata is in the hospital and has some problems and troubles that we're not quite sure of as yet, but it was involving the pancreas and some bad problems in that way. Lord Jesus, will you go to her right now? Lord, will you go down and will you touch her right now? Will you root out the cause of any of the illnesses she has and restore her immediately to full health and full service in your name? I pray, Lord Jesus. And Lord, you've also got some good missionaries who I think are still going to try to go back in to the old Indochina, old French Indochine, okay? These are the ones that we helped to bring about and to get them, and they gave Bibles and hymn books, over 700 Bibles and hymn books they took to new believers of 7 or 8 tribes of mountain people in over 3 or 4 different countries in Indochina. And they're hoping to obtain some more, if possible, to take them. And the Lord willing, they're still going to go. And let me tell you where you can send it. Anything, any amount you send would be most welcome. They're going to get them printed up in the local language. They're going into old French Indochina. And the mountain peoples of 3 or 4 different countries in there. And I'm not being specific because of certain political considerations. And certain means they have to go to travel to get into places. And certain ways they have to make sure the Bibles get to where they're going to go. Because you just can't send Bibles into a communist country, you see. Or several different, you know, countries where there is a different religion per se, and people who don't like what they do. Because when you put the Lord Jesus into somebody's hands that's hungry or thirsty for him, and they get him and they see that the Lord is true, then by golly, I'm going to tell you, they're going to get the fire and they're going to spread it. And they're already teaching pastors, young pastors of these village tribes, 7 or 8 tribes, potentially up to about, what I think there's probably close to 200,000 people that are going to be reached for Lord Jesus. This is the other part. This is the part of spreading the word at the last time so that the word is preached to everyone on this planet. Before then, the end shall come, you see. But in the midst of all of that, we got all of these other things. I'm going to tell you how to send money. $10, $100, $10,000, whatever it is. We're taking care and trying to buy another 500 Bibles and songbooks, hymn books, in their language to be printed specifically, and then traipsed out in old buses and old trucks into the mountain jungles and the high cliff areas and the highlands and different things of old French Indochine. You can send this and make your check or your money order or whatever. If you send it like that, then be sure and send it to Gospel Furthering Fellowship. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Avenue, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S, town, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. And I'll say this one more time afterwards. 17067, USA, of course. Let me read it one more time. Get your pencil or pen ready. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Avenue, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, USA, and put on your check or on your money order, make sure you fill it out all properly if it's a money order where your name and everything and address is there when you send it to that Gospel Furthering Fellowship. And you put as a note there, or a notation or a memo on your check, put for Bibles. If you send a little money in cash, it will still get there. Put it in an envelope and wrap it up with a note and say, this is for Bibles for Indochina. Bibles for Indochina. And the people doing this is Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, and they need your prayers. They live in Montreal, France, all right? And I'm not going to give their address there because we don't want that to get, taken up and acted upon too much. So Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Avenue, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, USA, for Bibles for Indochina. Bibles for Indochina, or just Bibles. Check, money order, send cash, wrap it in a letter or envelope and say, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, place this money for Bibles for Indochina, Dave and Debbie. Bibles for Indochina, Dave and Debbie, okay? And that will get to them, and you'll be blessed by it. Let me tell you, the last time they were able to take clear out in a mountain jungle. If you ever seen, the movies and from Vietnam, and for all of those of you who were there, you know exactly how bad that bush is and those highlands and all those mountains. And you also know that in France, in Francais, a montagnard, those that are of the mountains, right? So anyway, they're on fire for Jesus. And these people in small villages are going village to village with the Bibles and the hymn books, and they're passing a few out here and there as they go and trying to reach every village in those whole areas of the mountains. And that's 2, 3, maybe even 4 countries. Because this could go on up into the Shan, you see. on up into the Shan states of China. And maybe we'll start to make a dent in those people. So they're hoping, let's see if we can get them a whole bunch of Bibles and hymn books. Last time they took 700. And that was a blessing that you wouldn't believe. When the people got them over there, the young pastors, they cried, and the people cried. And, you know, sometimes I'm even told they might even listen in, you know. But they do pray for all of you who listen to this show that sent money to them so they can have the word of our Lord. Anyway, a good thing to do, ladies and gentlemen. And then, like I said before, stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com. And you can also reach his office at 406-586-4840. If you do not get some of his books, you know, like Empire Beneath the Ice or Terminated, The End of Man is Near, or maybe you might want to get, if you still got to have them, Breathe No Evil. Brother Quayle was one of the first people. He went on Art Bell back in the 90s. And Steve wrote the book. And then sure as shooting, Om Shinrikyo popped up in China, or in Japan, with an attack with nerve gas. And Steve wrote the book way back then. And talked about how you'd have to, you know, self-quarantine and be in the country maybe, or at a bug-out location, or all the things you would need. And I'm going to tell you what. If this stuff is on, is in the air, if it's in the restrooms, if it's in the, you know, the counters at restaurants or, you know, drugstores or whatever it might be, then you've got to think about this stuff. Now, here's one from Natural News. And this is the Health Ranger. And basically, world health experts warn that coronavirus can no longer be contained. Let me repeat that for emphasis. World health experts warn that the coronavirus can no longer be contained. Now, let's listen up here. It's not a matter of if, it is a matter of when, said Amish Adilajah, senior scholar at Johns Hopkins University Center for Health Security and a spokesman for the Infectious Disease Society of America, as reported by Bloomberg News. There is not a doubt that this is going to end up in most, there's not a doubt that this is going to end up in most countries eventually. Notice that Adejala is not parroting the usual lie. He's not saying we have this all under control like the CDC and the NIH seem to be saying, and that there's nothing to worry about. Go to drinking your Starbucks or your LGBTQ latte. Instead, he's warning that it's already set to go global, and he is not alone. This is Johns Hopkins University Center for Health Security, Amish Adalajah. Now, this is about the mitigation at this point and keeping the global spread as minimal as possible, said Rebecca Katz, a professor and director of the Center for Global Health Science and Security at Georgetown University. Also via Bloomberg News, as linked above. Just a couple of weeks ago, scientists held out hope that the new coronavirus could largely be contained within China. Now they know its spread can be minimized at best, and governments are planning for the worst. So I still see on the morning news, oh, just wash your hands and don't touch your nose, don't pick your boogers, don't pick your ear wax, you know. Oh, baloney. That's all good to do. But I'm going to tell you what. Let's look at it this way. Now, my buddy, good old, let's call him Captain K, or Mr. K. Mr. K from Coronado. God bless you, brother. He reminded old Hawk, and old Hawk was thinking the same thing in the last day or two. You know, we brought the first group of people in on Kalita Air. They brought him in, or leased airline. From Wuhan, they brought him in to March Air Force Base. What was it? About 200 of them. They're under quarantine. But now I understand. I was watching the base commander say, oh, well, we have them over here, and we tell the children not to play too much with the other kids' toys. What the heck are you doing out there? And, oh, and then some we may have sent home. I guess the ones with a lot of money, all right? Or Nancy Pelosi's friends, or Shifty Shift's friends. They probably sent them home, you see, to self-quarantine. Self-quarantine. Oh, except when you go out at night to get some booze or beer, or you go out and meet your dealer, you know, if you're... Oh, excuse me, you got to go get your marijuana at the marijuana, California marijuana store. You see what I'm saying? Self-quarantine. Now, I'm no fan of being locked up in some room where they're going to grind you and they're not going to take care of you and you're going to die. I'm not a fan of that. But it could be a little more structured. And they brought him onto March Air Force Base. So at first I thought, why in the heck to bring it on the Air Force Base? If that stuff gets out on an air base, that's going to destroy the capability of that part of our defense. Oh, then I find out, now Captain K, Mr. K says, they brought it to Miramar. Miramar. Naval and Marine Air Station, you know. Miramar. Go into the danger zone. Top Gun and all those people, you see. A major command. And then I also now have heard that it's going to Travis Air Force Base. And then I thought and put that all together and I said, you know, here's what old Mr. K says. He says, you always talk about, Hawk, about how terrorist acts carried out in the course of the overture require very few people, very few weapons, and little equipment. In some cases, all that may be needed is one man who has a weapon nothing more than a screwdriver, a box of matches, or a glass ampule. Or some of the operations can have catastrophic consequences. For an example, an epidemic of an infectious disease at 7 of the most important naval bases in the West could have the effect of halving or cutting in half the combined naval might of the Russia's enemies. Now, this is the overture carried out by agents of the Secret Service of Russia, you see. And that's what we talk about. So then I thought about that, and Mr. K and I were right on the same wavelength, I guarantee you, within a couple of days here. Somebody has made a decision to start to spread this coronavirus to various military bases in the United States one by one. When they could have, if they're going to use one, you take one way out of the way, maybe in the desert or something, where it's away from population, and then you put that in there, make a nice facility and build it quick, and then you put in all the research doctors, and you get your private sector help, and you put a lab in there, and you go to work on it, you really create something that will be an antidote to it or a vaccine for it or find a treatment or something that will work well against it. But no, they're not doing that. They're letting the kids share toys between the various families that are quarantined. And oh, they've got this family's here and they can have no more. They're not supposed to be more than, they're not supposed to be as closer than 6 foot away from each other. Well, if you sneeze or cough, your droplets go farther than that. Or somebody spit on you. Or somebody started puking up blood. Which apparently in the final stages, this may be the hemorrhagic type of a disease. Now, Lancet said 83% of the people who come in contact Get it. That's the infection rate. Now they said, oh, well, you know, the normal rate is about, you know, 3% or 2 point something percent kill rate. But they then go on to say, and that's based upon all the BS numbers coming out of China. They then say there's about a 4 to 14 day incubation rate, but they also say that you can catch it from somebody who's not showing symptoms. It becomes contagious before symptoms are seen, and that the kill ratio, if you have high quality medical care in a hospital, then the rate is about 15% kill ratio. But if you don't, and you're one of them people in the body bags, in the hallways of the Chinese hospitals, or the waiting room, there's got body bags in the waiting room, you got people there waiting to see the doctor, because they got so many, before they just started carting them all off, or hauling people off the deal, and taking them right to the crematorium, or the incinerator, you see? Fogging the whole air in the streets with fog and mist and all these kind of things, you see, to kill the germs. And that is what you do in plagues and things, I suppose. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, you should be preparing and not get into a full-blown panic. Now, if you had to stay in your home for 6 months and not go to the store and eat, could you do it? How about a year? How about even 3 months? Could you do it a week? I don't know. Maybe you go to the store every other day. I like the fresh food, so I go to the market every day. It's wonderful. That's great, but you better get some old cans of chunky soup or Progresso soup with vegetables, meat, potatoes, something that can be a ration. You can get other cans of fruit. Other vegetables. Yes, do all of that. Get your seeds and hopefully you can do some seeds. Maybe you can do them in buckets in a greenhouse or in a greenhouse area that's covered. Or you can put you up a plastic tent or a small greenhouse with the, you know, maybe you do it with old windows you found from scrounge from an old architectural salvage or something. And build you a place like that and dig up the dirt in there. Make sure that it's, you know, covered and pretty good. And then you can maybe plant in there and plant even in the wintertime. Golly, I tell you, there's a wonderful group, the old stagecoach stop people in Northern California. Had 29 inches of snow and they had a hoop house and right in there. And by golly, those good people who are strong with the Lord Jesus and he's strong with them. The old stagecoach stop, folks. They got brand new stuff coming up, man. It's the middle of December, early January, you know. Just incredible. But that's the kind of thing we're going to do. But you'd better get you some food because we're having what? Locust plagues. The locusts, there's like supposedly in this locust stream or swarm, there's 360 billion locusts. I've heard that locust swarm is probably as big as, New York City, you know, or Beijing or Paris or London or wherever you live, or L.A. It's almost consumed almost all the crops and green stuff in Africa. It's also headed apparently up more into maybe Pakistan and places. Saudi Arabia going to places in the Middle East that don't have that much. Will it go to Europe? We don't know. But you'd better have, if you can get it, shoot for at least 1 year food. If you do not have the wherewithal and you don't have much money at all and you're really pressed, then pray to Lord Jesus to assist you to get at least a month's supply of food for you and your family. And then once you get that, say, Lord, can you just help me get another one? Just help me get another one. Heck, Hacksaw Ridge. You ever see that movie, Hacksaw Ridge? Non-combatant, but he's one of the most brave people in the whole army at the time. They're in Okinawa, and it's Hacksaw Ridge, straight up a cliff. And he gets all of the guys that are wounded back down the cliff, including even some of the enemy, on a rope. And he drags them out, and he hoists them down on a rope, and they keep coming out. And he prays to the Lord, Lord, help me just get one more. Help me get just one more, Lord. So if you can get one more month or one more day, what's a ration? Let's just do what could you eat, and you'd be a little hungry, but you'd have enough to go on. Let's say you had two people, or let's say you got a family of four. You got two kids and a mom and dad, all right? I say that for the day, it's one can of chunky soup per person. You can have one in the morning or, you know, for a lunch or whatever, one in the evening, a half a can of it. Maybe you've got some poke salad or you got dandelion greens or some other greens or pine needle tea or maybe acorns. You learn how to make an acorn soup, or you've got some other kind of a thing that you can do, you know. Wild berries, wild asparagus, all kind of different items that could be done. Or if you're able to plant some things. But that would be a ration. If you had some wheat, or if you had flour and you had it in containers that have the all the air sucked out of them, you know, with the oxygen absorber or the dry ice or whatever, and you had that, you could make some bread. Oh boy. But don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Prepare like there is no tomorrow, because there may not be if this thing gets loose. Now let me tell you something. Tractor Supply Store in the Smoky Mountains may have the N95 masks that are sold out other places. Just a tip, Tractor Supply Stores in the Smoky Mountains may have those N95 N100 masks everybody's looking for. Also try Sherwin-Williams Paint Stores. They're places that people kind of forget sometimes to think about. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the evil Luciferians. Knock them out of the box. Pierce their underground Valhallas that they think they're going to survive in while the big death rages up here. And they're shooting for only 500 million. Planet Earth. Guys,